You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we approach Halloween this October 10th, live broadcast, where do you go after you have Jared Taylor and Peter Brimelow on the same live broadcast at TPC? Well, you go to the creature from Jekyll Island? No, not really. But we do have Sam Bushman, our good friend, our brother, our comrade, live from Jekyll Island, Georgia. Yes, from Salt Lake City to the East Coast he went. He is in Jekyll Island. Sam was actually telling me the story of the creature from Jekyll Island, and perhaps he'll share that with you before he tells you why he's there tonight. Sam, welcome.
Happy to have you with me, James, in Jekyll Island live. Just so everybody understands, Jekyll Island is an island off the coast of Georgia, almost to the Florida line, and it's called Jekyll Island. And the reason it's so historically relevant for a lot of us is this. A man by the name of G. Edward Griffin wrote a book called The Creature from Jekyll Island. The book was written in about 1994, 5, 6, right in that range. And the book documented the true, absolutely factual history of how the Federal Reserve banking cartel, the banking thugs, was created. J.P. Morgan, a bunch of congressmen and senators and rich bankers, met in secret on Jekyll Island, Georgia, back in 1910, and hatched a plan to absolutely obliterate the constitutional system of honest ways and measures or money in America and replace it with a cabal, a consortium of private bankers, elite thugs, that would literally print and create fiat money, thus creating wealth out of thin air, deceiving the population and destroying the constitutional governmental honesty in assets. It was all hatched and done in 1910. Congress passed it in 1913 at Christmas time, deceived the people, and our money has been under an absolute obliteration, complete destruction ever since, for the last 100 years. Well, this G. Edward Griffin wrote the book called The Creature from Jekyll Island. And this factual book, full of footnotes and documents about the real happenings and places and names and people, and was released in 1995 or 96. Well, G. Edward Griffin is almost 90 years old now, but his mind is sharp as a tack. And he created the Red Pill Expos. And the Red Pill Expos are an incredible event highlighting his book and the reality of the Federal Reserve so that we can have a goal to eventually end the Fed. It starts with auditing the Fed and educating the population about this criminal cabal that took place over 100 years ago. But it all took place on Jekyll Island. And I just went to the club house of where they literally hatched this plan in utter secrecy back in 1910. And I knocked on the door of the Federal Reserve door, and nobody would answer. But I got my photo right sitting in front of the Federal Reserve door on Jekyll Island. The Mises Institute met yesterday for a big event in what's called the J.P. Morgan facility right next door. I went there and spent time with the Mises people. And I'm now at the Red Pill Expo with Mr. G. Edward Griffin and many other patriots that are seeking to end the Fed. It's a historic event because nobody there was wearing masks. There were over 400 people in attendance, and it was an incredible event. It's a picture. Rose back in 1913 as they tried to destroy America, but we're exposing them now, and freedom starting to rise today. That's the summary of the history, James.
Well, that's fantastic. So you go back to where so much evil and destruction was born, and you have an event that seeks to correct the wrongs. And what are we missing by not being there tonight?
Oh, boy. Well, you're missing a lot because you're not here to take off your mask and rub shoulders with some of the best people on this planet, led by G. Edward Griffin. That's the first thing you're missing. The second thing you're missing is fantastic food. What happened at this event, it was an all-day event today.
Sam, I got to ask you this, though. Was it better than the food that CNN personally delivered to us and served us when we were together at the 2016 Republican National Convention?
Yes, sir. It was better.
I believe it, ladies and gentlemen.
The event took place today and takes place tomorrow, so we're only halfway through the event. There has been tremendous speakers at the event. I'll cover a few of the speeches. I'll cover what we've done. I'll cover the whole event for you as the night unfolds here. But I'm telling you right now, it is something to behold. It is full of peace. It is full of integrity. It is full of the truth shall set you free. And I'll tell you, the best part of the night, we had a master dinner for the VIP people that showed up. There was several hundred of us in the room, and a couple got married at the event. And they said that they were been together for like 12 years and they'd never been married, but they got married. And they said they wanted to get married among patriot friends and family and loved ones to celebrate their union. So we were part of at the Red Pill Expo.
My goodness. So you're at this Red Pill Expo at the place Jekyll Island where so much, what a catastrophe was born there.
Supreme, James.
But now, at least tonight, the ground has been reclaimed, and even a wedding has taken place. Now, Sam's seeing it all. Between the two of us, we've just about seen it all this week. Between the birth, you know, I can't say it enough, Sam. I had a new daughter this week, and I know you know that. You were one of the first to know that. But between that,
I know,
this,
but
and the
nevertheless,
show,
it is one of the most celebratory times ever. Every time. Not just the first time, sir.
That's absolutely right. But between that and a wedding that you've been to and the programs we have here on this network and the event that you're at, we've really covered quite a lot of ground since the last time
we spoke to this particular audience. It was a crowd. Nobody knew about the wedding. I actually knew because I was the media coordinator for the whole event, and so the girl was so excited when I called her to help organize the rest of the event. She just was bursting at the seams, and she told me. So I knew in advance. Of course, I didn't say a word, but nobody in the audience knew. It was a surprise wedding. Literally, they took their vows and exchanged rings, the whole bit, right in the center of the room. It was incredible.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I'll tell you what, it has been an eventful week for all of us here at the Liberty News Radio family in one shape, form, or fashion or another. But no, very interesting. You know, the creature from Jekyll Island, the creature wasn't necessarily a creature, as you might expect at Halloween time, you know, in some sort of a monstrous fashion. But it was in another way. And there now, patriots gathered at the same site to...
But let me tell you this, James. Just so we can tease the audience, I know the break's coming up, but we did have a Halloween-esque event last night. I'll tell you all about it on Jekyll Island for real.
I'm all about Halloween, Sam. I'll tell you why I'm all about it. When we come back, I'll tell you a story, and then we're going to turn it back to Sam as he reports live from Jekyll Island, Georgia, tonight at the Red Pill Expo. Later in the broadcast, later, to close out the show, Jack Ryan on Columbus.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
Well, we're back with Sam Bushman live from Jekyll Island, Georgia. No, he's not the creature from Jekyll Island, but that's where that whole story started from. So much destruction, but now a little bit of revival. We were talking about Halloween just
before you go on to your story break. About Halloween, James. Before you go on to your story quickly, about Halloween, sorry to interrupt, but I just want to mention this really quick. You said at the start of the show, what were we missing? You missed a lot, but I'll tell you the good news. The good news is they're streaming the whole event live, and you can get the you can pay for the stream and get tomorrow's event live, and then you get 60 days to watch all the events on demand. It's $35, and if you go to redpillexpo.com, $35 lets you watch tomorrow live and let you get all the speeches for 60 days.
Okay.
It's only $35, so you can attend and get caught up on all of it. I don't mean to make a commercial out of it, but I want people to realize you can be part of it.
No, that's what we're having you on for tonight, because it's an interesting thing that we think would be, well, of course, of interest to the audience, and you're there. You're there at the Red Pill Expo, Jekyll Island, Georgia. Of course, the history of Jekyll Island makes it interesting, the creature of Jekyll Island, so on and so forth. But what have you been doing there this week? Obviously taking interviews, broadcasting, so on and so forth. But what have you captured on your program, LibertyRoundtable.com, that the folks here at TPC haven't been privy to, if they haven't been tuned in?
Well, I'm going to tell you two things. I know we've got short time, so I'll make it very quick. Two things that are of the most interest that I felt that has happened on my broadcast. One of them is Stuart Rhodes was there and gave an incredible speech live. And Stuart Rhodes from Oathkeepers.com or Oathkeepers.org gave that speech. And here's what he basically said in a nutshell. The communists and the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter, they are terrorists. And he's been on the ground in city after city after city defending Trump fans at rallies, helping people with natural disasters, hurricanes and the like, and defending people and protecting people from Antifa and Black Lives Matter and businesses. And he basically has documented proof from being on the ground and dealing with these people and dealing with the local police forces who are super grateful they're there. And he basically says that these people have $1 billion and they're ready to take it to your neighborhood, and they're fixing to up the ante in the street like you've never seen before. Trump win or lose.
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing, and we've been talking about that with our guests earlier this evening. What's the consensus there on the ground in Jekyll Island with regard to Trump win or lose? Will he win or lose?
The consensus is that Trump will win. They will try to commit vote fraud. They will be successful in a lot of vote fraud, but the landslide will be too great. Trump will win, and then the streets will get crazy fast.
You know, I don't know if I agree with the former, but I certainly agree with the latter. I would like to believe he would win. Sam, I don't want to depart here, but just 10 seconds on this, and then I want to get back to what's going on in Jekyll Island, because obviously having you there live from the ground on the scene is a tremendous resource. But Trump skipping the second debate. You know, again, the town hall debates, I mentioned this earlier, very scripted. I mean, it's not authentic. It's very inauthentic. And the fact that they wanted to make it a situation where it was like a Zoom debate with these people posing as voters, asking obviously pre-scripted questions that would benefit Biden. I mean, there's no doubt about that. There's no way a Sam Bushman or a James Edwards gets invited to a town hall live presidential debate, one of the three, and gets to ask any question we want. I mean, you know, obviously that's fantasy. But
Sam Bushman getting on there and saying, "President, why did your son lie about me?" Okay.
Well, anyway, but we're not there this time. Yeah, we certainly were there in a shape, form, or fashion in the previous cycle. But in any event, your take on that and how it pretends going forward. I mean, this thing's 4 weeks
away. My take on the debate
is
a waste of time. Donald Trump wants to skip the virtual debate. They're going to use that to blame it on President Trump and say that he won't debate Biden. But the truth is, it's all based on the manipulated way to promote Biden. It's a when did you quit beating your wife scenario for President Trump. There's no good answer to that question. And so Donald Trump's already in a trap. There's a way out of that trap, but Donald won't take it.
All right, so what's the prescription being written in Jekyll Island tonight?
So I'll just tell you a quick story. The prescription in Jekyll Island is that we need to audit and end the Fed. The prescription is that if you want to deal with the corona or any other secret combination agenda to destroy liberty, then what you need to do is get together as the American people. The best way they can win is to divide us and prevent us from communicating and feeling the love and warmth and friendship and kindness of face-to-face interactions. That's their goal, and the way to solve it is to meet face-to-face, to meet in groups, and to talk and plan and work towards solutions. If it's voting, then you make sure you count the votes and that you watch the counting of the votes so there's no fraud and no fraud going on and no manipulation of votes. You reject mail-in voting. You take off your masks. There was probably the only people that were wearing masks that we saw there were the workers, and they were probably forced to. So I even went up to the head of the event and talked to her about masks, and basically she's like, "Hey, you know, we're told to have them. You do what you want. I'm not mad at you. I understand." And so we as Americans need to stand together, and we need to meet often, and we need to create plans to stand for liberty everywhere we go, from auditing and editing the Federal Reserve, all the way to the health agenda that they've got going for us, and realizing natural health and healing solutions are the answer, all the way to education to control the narrative, that's for sure.
All right, Sam, what's left for you this weekend before you return back to the confines of the Rocky Mountains?
Quick, and then I'll let you fly.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I got to tell one, too.
In Jekyll Island at night, they turn off all the lights. There's literally not a light in the sky. It's called a turtle reserve on Jekyll Island. Jekyll Island's owned by the federal government. It's a turtle reserve. So it's absolutely pitch black dark at night. So we literally got in swimming suits and ran into the ocean at 10 p.m. in the middle of the night in complete absolute darkness with low tide. And we went out further than we could stand, and we rode the waves, buddy, and waited for the creature to rise. And freedom's rising, and we had a blast.
Now, that is a visual, ladies and gentlemen. I could have taken part of that. Presumably in swimsuits, of course.
That's correct, sir.
Okay, I had no doubt of, you know, but anyway, it is Halloween. You know, you never know what goes on. I've got here on my desk, Sam, right now, a ceramic jack-o'-lantern. It's like a Mrs. Jack-o'-lantern, and she's wearing a hat and a dress. My grandmother in the 1970s, before I was even born, before I was ever even thought of or conceived, she made this in ceramics class and painted it. And she has long since departed. She actually passed away the very year this show was founded in 2004. She listened to the very first episode. Because it killed her. But anyway, no, you know, she was one of the most important people in my life. I've got this thing. I bring it down every October. I actually have the book called It's Halloween, which is a children's book that my dad used to read to me when I was first born. And I've read it to both of my children. Now my third child, I was reading it to her in the NICU as she is still in intensive care tonight. And I'm going back there immediately after the program in just a few minutes to be with her and my wife, who is still in the hospital as well. But, you know, it's a tie that binds. It's a fun and it's a festive time of year. To me, it means family. It means more than, I guess, the commercialized Halloween as we know it. It's a very special time. It's a time where we get out and we do the corn mazes and the picking of the pumpkins and, you know, bonding type experiences. And it continues now, even into my third child. Now, Sam, I know that's not much for you. You have set the standard in terms of keeping your quiver full, but it's a great time. You're part of the family. I'm so glad I could share a part of this with you. And, of course, we were talking earlier this week, even just a few minutes after baby Caroline was born. Thank you so much, Sam, for the example you set, for the friendship, the brotherhood that we share.
Hey, James, it's not the amount of kids you have. It's the gratitude in receiving them from God Almighty. They're an heritage from the Lord. And the creature rose in 1913, but freedom's rising in Jekyll Island today. RedPillExpo.com. Get your streaming options today. Thanks, James.
Amen. Sam Bushman, everybody. LibertyRoundTable.com. We'll talk to him again soon. Thank you, Sam. We'll be back to wrap up the show.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pride. As the presidential election is only weeks away, both President Trump and Democrat candidate Joe Biden are stumping full speed ahead. President Trump from the White House.
So you just marched to the White House because you understand to protect the lives of black Americans and all Americans, you have to have your police support you. You have to have that. If the left gains power, they'll launch a nationwide crusade against law enforcement, and they've already done that, and you see them. They're doing that at a level that nobody's ever seen before.
Joe Biden is in Erie, Pennsylvania.
We lose anywhere from 700 to 1,000 people a day dead. The president was told a little while ago, when he was told 100,000 people a day were dying, you know what he said? He says it is what it is. Well, it is what it is because he is who he is.
USA Radio News.
I know why it's going to brag about how Mike Lindell and MyPillow have given him the best night's sleep of his life, but it's true. 3 years ago, before I got my first MyPillow, I just couldn't sleep through the night. I was restless. I was up and down all night long. Now with MyPillow, I sleep through the night every night. But don't just trust me. Try it for yourself. You've got a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty with a pillow that's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And right now, the buy one, get one free offer is still available. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code USA, and get two MyPillow premium pillows at a better price than you can get at retail just by using my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Take my word for it. You'll get the best sleep of your life or you get your money back. And my promo code USA will get you up to 60% off the entire line of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hurricane Delta delivered strong winds and heavy rain to much of South and Central Louisiana Friday night, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of homes across the Gulf Coast.
And right now, Delta's a tropical depression, still raining, still threat of flash floods inland. And the state and our partners in the parishes are doing damage assessments as we speak.
Peter Gaynor with FEMA reminds us safety first when generating your own power.
We've had numerous carbon monoxide poisonings after disasters. And again, we need to keep you safe in these really critical hours until it's all clear and safe to come out.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi doesn't like President Donald Trump's roughly $1.8 trillion stimulus proposal. On Saturday, Pelosi called the counteroffer Trump made
insufficient and amounted to one step forward, two steps back in negotiations. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
From Jekyll Island to Chicago we go with music like that. It is Columbus Day weekend. Columbus Day. Christopher Columbus Day. Say his name. Say his name, ladies and gentlemen. Christopher Columbus, a true hero, a true manifestation of Western civilization personified. The heroism, the ability to explore beyond the horizon, everything. He gave everything he meant to us. It is Columbus Day weekend. Jack Ryan up in Chicago tonight. We celebrate it together. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing it just fine. Thank you, sir.
Well, what do you got for us tonight?
Well, I just wanted to appreciate that beautiful music lead-in, which is the opera singer's Kyrie de Kanawha, and it was featured in one of my favorite movies, 1985 movie, Merchant Ivory movie, A Room with a View, which is based on the novel by Ian Foster. Just a fantastic, romantic, just beautiful movie. Really at Anglo-British culture at its best, about a very reserved British young woman coming of age, and she goes to Florence, Italy, which I think is the most beautiful city in the world. I went there right after college, and they have romantic scenes and things like that, and you can't go wrong with this movie, A Room with a View, and the author is an interesting guy, Ian Foster. So it's an Italian theme, which I'm doing this Italian American weekend. Columbus Day, like St. Patrick's Day, is the day for Irish Americans, and Columbus Day was the day for Italian Americans, which were all under attack. So it's not just Southern Confederate statues and things that are being destroyed. It's all European Americans. And so that's why they're attacking Christopher Columbus and tearing down his statues and ending the days. And so we're definitely we're on defense and things like that. Unfortunately, most of the Columbus Day events and things like that in Chicago have been postponed or canceled. They're using the excuse of COVID, but it's just cultural Marxism attacks on our people. And one of the great people of our people are Italian American, so I'm honoring them this weekend.
I'm actually in the very next segment going to read a short article. Let's count the paragraphs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven paragraphs. And that's what I'm going to read at the top of the next segment in tribute to Christopher Columbus, because Jack, as you so rightly mentioned, it is cultural Marxism. It is an attempted eradication of the best and the brightest. Perhaps, presumably, someone would have done what Columbus did eventually, but he did it. He did it, and he's the one who is remembered for it, and as a result of his conquest, of his exploration. It really is the indomitable spirit of Western man to sail beyond the horizon, to scale the highest summit, to look beyond the stars, to explore space. That is uniquely European. Columbus is a representation of that spirit, and rightly so. So at the top of the next segment, we are going to honor Christopher Columbus. And Jack, I asked it of our two featured guests tonight. What does Columbus Day mean to you? I asked that of Jared Taylor in the first hour and Peter Brimelow in the second hour. What does Columbus Day mean to you, Jack Ryan?
Well, it's a celebration of European Western civilization and the discovery of the New World and a regeneration of Western civilization. There's lots of artistic works that reflect that. One of the best ones I recommend is William Shakespeare's The Tempest, where the Europeans, English people, go to Bermuda and the like. And he's got Shakespeare, I think, is the greatest writer in the English language, and he's got the whole thing down, including the native Caribbean guy. I forgot the name of the Indian guy that was in The Tempest, but he's like, he's not really happy about the change there. It's the flowering of Western civilization into the new world that we are in, and I think in many ways we even did better than what they had in the old world. But now we're all under attack. And so Columbus Day is European civilization, Western civilization, but it's also the special holiday of Italian Americans. And I think it's very important to see that we have many different parts of our family that are unique. Southerners have their own holidays, their own heroes and the like. St. Patrick is Irish, and Columbus Day was the one honoring Italian Americans. And so we have to see these differences are important to our people. And we were never going to get our people to unite and fight for white things or things like that. But Italian Americans will definitely fight defending the heritage of Christopher Columbus in some place like Boulder, Colorado, or here in Chicago. We're having to reorganize, but Italian Americans will fight for our people in Philadelphia or in Chicago or places like that. So on this day, you want to be on the side of the Italian Americans. You want to be out there marching with them. You want to sympathize. You don't want to be mouthing off about libertarian free markets or crap. This weekend is dedicated to Italian Americans and their special space promoting the great history and culture of our people. And so that's their weekend. That's our people. And that's this weekend I'm on their side.
Well, amen to that, Jack. And I just received this, and I need to get back to this friend of mine on some other topics as well, but he just sent me something. Christopher Columbus is to us Italians what Robert E. Lee is to unreconstructed Southerons.
Absolutely.
Quite right. Part of the family, Christopher Columbus means a lot to me as well. You know, Jack, so often when you're on, you recommend books, you recommend movies, you recommend music. I would recommend, if I may, a movie tonight, this Columbus Day weekend, that you should see if you can still find it. It was released in 1992, so that was exactly 500 years after Columbus set sail in 1492. It is entitled, appropriately enough, 1492. It was directed by Ridley Scott, who skyrocketed to fame as a result of the Alien science fiction series, but he is a very good director. It features Sigourney Weaver as Queen Isabella. I just had my third child. My first child, Isabel, was named in part after Queen Isabella. We wanted a feminine name. We wanted a historical name. We wanted a tip of the hat to Queen Isabella and her role in the Columbus exploration. That is why we named our first child Isabel, in honor in part to Queen Isabella.
Wow.
But Sigourney Weaver plays Queen Isabella. Gerard Depardieu plays Christopher Columbus in the movie 1492, and it is a favorable depiction as recently as 1992 of the Columbus experience. And I would encourage everyone to watch it this week, because outside of this program, come Monday, you're not going to find any media that is favorably depicting Christopher Columbus's sacrifice, his heroism. He was a hero. He was a hero then. He is a hero now. He will always be a hero, no matter what the lying press tells you. Jack?
Well, first of all, I just want to congratulate you so much for the birth of your beautiful daughter, and congratulate your great wife on her heroic deeds there. You really married a good one. And
I couldn't have done it without her. I can promise you that. Thank you. But thank you for saying that.
She did great stuff. What did you do? You know, that's why I think we really want one of the great ideas that I have is to try to make American children's birthday a co-birthday with the child and the mom. Instead of this, the children say, give me money, give me presents, give me loot and stuff, is that you want to try to say honor that it's a co-birthday between the child and the mom who actually gave birth to the child and shows who did that. And so I think that's something that we can encourage motherhood.
Well,
and
I joke about this a lot. I'm not really joking. But, Jack, so many people congratulate me for the birth of a child. And I say, well, you know,
yeah.
What are
you
congratulating me
man?
For? It was my pleasure.
A beautiful daughter, and she already has more hair than you do. How about that?
You know? He's not lying. You know, what's funny about that, Jack, is when we went in for her last ultrasound, which was just last week, a couple of days before she was born, they picked up the hair on the ultrasound, which isn't much. But as you mentioned, I could even see in the ultrasound that she already had in the womb more hair than I do. What's up with that? We'll be back with Jack. It's our celebration of Columbus Day.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled Nej.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Wants to die.
say goodbye. Each time we part, my heart wants to die. Fantastic movie. I'm taking over Jack Ryan's role. I'm taking over. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm singing now. That is Karamia by Jay Black. Jay and the Americans. We've usurped Jack's role. We're recommending the movies and the music. 1492 by Ridley Scott, Gerard Depardieu, who just converted to Russian Orthodoxy. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, and Karamia by Jay Black. It is Columbus Day weekend. It is called Columbus Day. Jack, if you don't mind, let me read this very quick article, and we'll toss it back to you to close us out tonight on what has been a memorable TPC broadcast with Jared Taylor, Peter Brimelow, Sam Bushman, Jack Ryan, James Edwards. Anyone wondering where Keith is tonight? He's at Ole Miss. He's doing the Lord's work down in Oxford. He's at a football game. My daughter was born this week, my third child. It has been one to remember. Let's read this very quickly and toss it back to Jack, our good friend and colleague here at TPC. Contrary to what we've been told, Europeans in 1492 realized that the world was round, but the Atlantic Ocean was thought to extend for over 12,000 miles, so no attempt to sail it was attempted. The spice trade to the Orient was the main motivation to find new routes by sea to the Far East. The Ottoman Turks conquered Constantinople in 1453, and the easy overland routes to the east were blocked. The Portuguese found a sea route to the east going around Africa. It was around this time that Columbus convinced the Spanish to try to find a direct sea route to Asia by going west. After a voyage of more than 2 months, Columbus landed on San Salvador Island in the Bahamas on October 12th, 1492. Ladies and gentlemen, October 12th is Monday. The net result was that Columbus estimated that Japan was 2,400 miles away instead of 12,200 miles away. Instead of finding a new route for the spice trade to the east, Columbus discovered a whole new world rich with gold and tobacco. Of the world's four largest crops, rice, wheat, corn, and the potato, the last two, corn and the potato, came from the new world. The Spanish set out an expedition to circle the world in 1519 under Ferdinand Magellan, completing what Columbus had originally set out to do, reaching the Orient by sailing west. The voyage Columbus established that ships of the time could sail thousands of miles around an open ocean. On his second voyage, Columbus brought sugar cane plants to the Caribbean, which started a highly profitable trade. Columbus proved that there was a place where ships could resupply on a westward voyage between Europe and Japan. The discovery of the New World to the construction of bigger, better ships could more easily sail across the ocean and carry out trade over thousands of miles. In recent years, whiny liberals have done their best to demonize Columbus and white people in general. They cite the early slave trade, forgetting that slavery had existed for thousands of years and that Europeans would be the ones who eventually outlawed slavery, benefiting every land under European control. Liberals in the media give virtually no credit to the Spanish for bringing Christianity to the New World. Every place the Spaniards went, they stopped human sacrifices, cannibalism, and other brutal practices of the natives. Apparently, liberals consider this to be a negative. The self-righteous liberals only seem to value things like gay sex and smoking pot. Saving someone's soul apparently doesn't count as the most important accomplishment that could ever be done. Columbus left 39 men at Fort Christmas, founding the settlement of La Navidad in Hispaniola, present-day Haiti. The Indians there slaughtered all of them. Just about every liberal-made TV documentary assumes that the 39 Spanish left behind were mistreating the Indians. If you were heavily outnumbered and left behind, would you risk antagonizing a native population? We should not join the liberals and immediately assume that the whites were the guilty party. The only crime that we know for certain in the earliest encounter with the New World was committed by the Indians against the Spanish, and it was mass murder. The natives saw an opportunity to kill the Spanish. Wouldn't that be considered genocide? And steal their possessions, and that's exactly what they did. When Columbus returned with a force of 1,200, some of the Indians were enslaved in retaliation for their massacre of the Spaniards. Columbus also later discovered Cuba during his 1492 voyage, which became a Spanish colony until 1898. Final word from me, and then Jack will close. Columbus deserves to be remembered and honored for being the greatest explorer of all time. And for beginning the European settlement of the Americas that led to the creation of the United States. Christianity was introduced to the natives, and human sacrifice was abolished. Present-day Indians enjoyed the advantages of a modern society, and many tribes have grown rich off of casino revenues. Columbus deserves to have a holiday in his honor, any way you slice it. If some people complain that there are too many holidays, we can always get rid of Martin Luther King Day. Jack?
I agree with your analysis of Christopher Columbus and the incredible explorer that he did, but he got a couple things wrong. First, he was going the other way to try to get to Asia, the spice, you know, trade, because the Turks, the Muslim Turks, had taken Constantinople and the like, and went the other way. But he, when he came here, he saw these native people, and you can see they're not white Europeans, they weren't black Africans, so he thought they were Indians, like Hindu Indians. So he was in India. So, I mean, he saw these people, but they weren't Indians. I mean, they weren't, he wasn't in India. He was still halfway across the world from it. So, I mean, I sort of got the wrong name on it. The other significance is 1492 is very significant in that it was the year it completed the white Catholic Christian reconquest of Spain from the Muslim Moor occupation.
In fact, that's what they were celebrating. Yeah. In fact, Jack, that's what they were celebrating when King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella were so open with the coffers to fund this exploration. They were happy and they were willing to spend in celebration.
They were, but your average American doesn't really know a lot of history on this. He doesn't know that Muslim Moors had invaded and occupied Spain for 700 years. So it's this argument I get with people that try to say that 9/11, the Islamics could never attack and kill people. And I say, well, they invaded and occupied Spain for 700 years. Okay, so that wasn't a false flag operation. But it's also key in this other group that you're not really allowed to talk about in Spain, that they were doing very well, and they were working really with the Muslim Moors as their tax collectors and selling white girls into slavery. In 1492, they got booted from Spain, or else they said, if you're going to stay here, you got to convert to Catholicism, and they're put under the Spanish Inquisition. So this people that were having all kinds of problems with 1492 is just a terrible year for them. It was the time when they lost this cushy situation as the Muslims, tax collectors, and being in prostitution.
Another cause of celebration for the native Spanish population and Ferdinand and Isabella, to be sure.
Yeah, they gave them the boot. Yeah, so they did. So, yeah, I think Christopher Columbus is great, and I think it's a celebration of of Western civilization, of our people and exploration, everything you said, but that's that's why our enemies are so adamant about attacking them, and so they're just not targeting Southerners to tear down Confederate monuments and things like that, and they're attacking all Western civilization. So they're really going after Columbus, and it's just what it is. And so they're attacking Columbus and tearing down his statues, they're attacking all of our people. And so we have to respond, and we have to, you know, it's not a misunderstanding. They just, they hate our civilization, and that's why they're attacking Columbus.
I'll tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, how about a show with no prep with my right-hand man, Keith Alexander, in Oxford, Mississippi tonight, attending a football game of all things, myself in the hospital ward for an entire week for the birth of my daughter. I left only once, and that is to come to the radio studio tonight. No preparation whatsoever, but you don't have to prepare when you have talent surrounding you. And talent I had tonight with Jared Taylor, Peter Brimelow, Sam Bushman, and Jack Ryan. You can't go wrong, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed it. I would like to remind you that in addition to being Columbus Day weekend, it is also Charles Martel Day. Charles Martel, another hero of our people. Remember all of our heroes every day. Paul Kruger Day in South Africa. And most importantly, it is Janice's birthday up in Gallatin, Tennessee tonight, Jack. One of our loyal contributors. She and her husband, Rich, never miss a show. And Janice, we wish you a happy birthday. Happy Columbus Day. Happy Charles Martel Day. Happy birth week to my daughter, Caroline. Jack, happy to you, whatever you want. Happy day to you, Jack. And it's been a great show.
Absolutely. Well, fix me up with some of the other women
someplace.
You got to come down here. Chicago. If you want a Southern woman, you got to come down to the South. That's the thing. You can't
I got
get
it.
Up
I'm
in
on
Chicago.
There. I'll take the train. Get on the smoking. And but anyway, Chicago. But actually, this is the greatest time of year in Midwest Chicago. September, October, just beautiful weather. The trees are turning. You still get a lot of sunlight. It's warm but cool. And Chicago is, I think, the most beautiful modern city. Florence, Italy is from the Renaissance and things like that. So I want to extend an invitation for you and any of your family to come visit me while I got this great place in Pat, and I'm happy to show you around. Obviously, we've got terrible problems. We've got a communist, Black Lives Matter, lesbian mayor, Lori Lightfoot. We've got terrible issues. But I'll protect you. You're not going to get caught in a crossfire if you're around me. So let's continue to promote our people and enjoy life. And obviously, we're under attack, but we're going to enjoy life, get up every